Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" This is God's word. Legend says that the first American Thanksgiving was celebrated by pilgrim settlers from England along with members of the Wampanoag tribe of Native Americans who had taught those newcomers how to farm the Massachusetts soil and live off the land. Now, how those events actually unfolded is the subject of a lot of debate. And some have gone as far as to suggest that Thanksgiving is actually a racist holiday owing to the white Europeans taking over a land which didn't belong to them. If you're already feeling down about the state of Thanksgiving 2020, go ahead down the rabbit hole and Google, "Is celebrating Thanksgiving racist?" Last year, the New York Times launched a controversial effort they called the 1619 Project, whose thesis is, rather than celebrating the birth of our nation as the arrival of the pilgrims in 1620 or the Declaration of Independence in 1776, they argue we should mark 1619, the year in which supposedly African slaves were first brought to the New World. And a nation was born, founded on genocide and white privilege. Regardless of how you view the origins of our nation, it is an undisputed truth that the entire world and its history consists of people leaving one place and going to another, sometimes by choice, other times by force. Before Anglo-Saxons appeared in the Western Hemisphere, land changed hands from tribe to tribe. Groups of people with a shared identity and culture tried to build and protect what was important to them. Maybe the events of 2020 have left you longing to protect what's left in your world. Might feel like things are, shall we say, slipping out of your grasp. The land you've come to love throughout your life seems like a shell of its former self. You're forced to ask questions this year that last Thanksgiving seemed ludicrous. Is it safe for me to leave my house this year? Should I invite people into my home, or would that be irresponsible? You're left wondering where the general civility of American society has gone, as that seems to have long passed beyond our reach, or maybe it was never actually there in the first place. Each year, we take time on this night here at our Redeemer. Historically, we have Thanksgiving Eve services. And tomorrow, when our nation celebrates Thanksgiving, and we give thanks, but perhaps thankfulness isn't coming as naturally this year. God bless you if it still does, but bear along with those who are struggling. And take heart in this reality that all too many of us have forgotten. We do not belong to this world. We are foreigners. Many people at Christian funerals love this saying, "I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home." That's a biblical sentiment right out of the words of St. Paul to the Philippians, earlier before the words I read tonight in our readings. Paul writes in Philippians 3, Our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Christians have a decidedly different outlook that makes them different from the people of the world. The world looks at what it's losing and tries like mad to hang on to it. The child of God rejoices and gives thanks for what he or she has already been given in Jesus Christ. It was Jesus who had already told his disciples before he healed the 10 lepers. He told them, "Blessed are you when people hate you and they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets." Jesus holds before you tonight the example of a Samaritan. Or as Jesus calls him, this foreigner. Here's a man who had no reason to go to the temple with the other nine, as Jesus had told them to do. The other nine lepers were presumably Jewish. As a Samaritan, he was a person who really wouldn't have known where he belonged. Now, his people were descended from the old tribes of Israel that we read about in the Old Testament. It was to the tribes of Israel, nearly 1,400 years earlier, to whom Moses spoke in our Old Testament reading that I accidentally cut short. But I did read these words. "The whole commandment that I command you today," Moses said, "you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers." That Samaritan whom Jesus healed, he was a foreigner in a land that belonged to his people, but his people had rejected God and the promise was taken away. So he does something unexpected. Instead of looking for God in the temple where the other lepers went, he, Luke writes, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Who needs a temple in Jerusalem when the Lord stands right before you? The one who has mercy on you and heals you. The land promised to Israel, the land the Samaritan forefathers had lost, the temple where the Jews went to worship God, all of it pointed to something greater. That the God of mercy would heal sinners and foreigners and give them his kingdom that lasts forever. Or in the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Plain, a reward great in heaven. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, our Lord God has indeed blessed us here in this land in which we live. As we say in the small catechism, God our Father has created us and given us body and soul, eyes, ears, and all our members, our reason and all our senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives us clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. We would agree with Dr. Luther. You and I have received good things in this world. But we do not belong to this world. All of the good things that God gives us here and now simply serve to remind us that He has far better things that await us in His heavenly kingdom. We are indeed foreigners in this land, but not because we're trespassing on territory that belongs to another people, but because we belong to a greater land, or what the book of Revelation calls a new heaven and a new earth. In that land, St. John records, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people. And God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. A Samaritan, a foreigner, found a greater reward in the one who had the power to show him mercy and heal his illness. We are likewise foreigners, not belonging to this land, but a greater land. A reward great in heaven, bought for us by the blood shed on the cross of the one who has mercy on the sick with the leprosy of sin. We are thankful foreigners who, no matter what we've lost in the past year, in the past decade, or in our past lifetime, or whatever we might lose in this world, the one who receives our thanks this night and tomorrow is the one who hears our cries for mercy. We come as humble, leprous sinners, lifting up our own voices and crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Mercy is what you have. Sins forgiven is what you have. Body and blood given and shed for you this very night. A feast that surpasses anything you might find on your Thanksgiving table tomorrow. Whether your meal is a feast for the eyes to behold, or whether it comes takeout from a restaurant or even from a frozen dinner, none of it compares to what you have in the one who has mercy on the foreigners. Citizenship in heaven is yours. You are children of God. You are children of Abraham, children of the promise made to him long ago. You have a heavenly land to which you belong that never disappoints, that never fails. And it can never be snatched away from you by any force, physical or spiritual. Dear friends in Christ, give thanks tonight that you are a foreigner, that you are but Samaritans in this world, who know that our true home is with the Lord, and that he comes among us sinners tonight to give us his kingdom, to feed us, to bless us. We have thankful hearts. We are thankful foreigners who gather tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ would continue to pour out his blessings upon us. Thanks be to God and the Lord Jesus Christ for the gifts he bestows on foreigners like you and me. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.